All right, let's get to the highlights of this one. The Hawkeyes won the toss and elected to receive. They were aided by a couple of pass interference penalties on their opening drive, worked it down into Wildcat territory, but a sack on third down forced a punt. The Cats then went three and out, punted it back to the Hawkeyes, and another pass interference penalty helped them get into field goal range for Drew Stevens, who missed a 53-yarder off the upright, and so the game remained scoreless. It would remain scoreless for quite some time, as a matter of fact. The Cats appeared to have something going on their ensuing drive. On second and five at the Iowa 48-yard line, the snap came before Brendan Sullivan was ready for it. It went past him, and Cam Porter alertly pounced on it to recover what was scored as a fumble, but a 17-yard loss for the Cats, who ended up punting it back to the Hawkeyes. Iowa took over on their own 33. They were aided by an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on the Wildcats for sideline interference, which moved it down to the Northwestern 30. But that Iowa scoring opportunity was cut short thanks to Theron Johnson. Hawkeyes have the ball at the Northwestern 26. Second down and six to go as Hill takes back to throw. Hill throwing the right side, and it's intercepted by Theron Johnson. Battling for the ball, intercepts it in the end zone, and the Wildcats come up with it. Johnson with the interception, and how's that
on the field was an interception.
For some redemption after getting
on the field.
Called for pass interference in the first quarter, comes up with a pick on a great play here in the second quarter, and the Wildcats will have the ball. However, they ended up punting it back to the Hawkeyes. In fact, the two teams would just exchange punts for the rest of the half, and it was nothing-nothing at halftime. The first time the Wildcats have been in a scoreless game at halftime since 2014 against Michigan. Into the third quarter we went, and the Wildcats got the ball first. They would go three and out, but as they got set to punt the ball, the punt was blocked by Iowa, giving the Hawkeyes the ball at the Northwestern 25, and that would lead to this. Off the bootleg, a throw wide open into the end zone, Estrenga for the touchdown. Addison Estrenga, sophomore tight end, on a play they ran earlier on the drive, and Estrenga with his first touchdown, and Deacon Hill with his third touchdown pass. And Iowa has broken the deadlock here and takes a 6-0 lead. 7-0 at the end of three quarters, but as the third quarter ended, the Wildcats were driving. They had started with a minute to go in the third at their own 33-yard line on the first play of the fourth quarter. They had it at their own 41. They would eventually hurt themselves with a holding penalty, but they had a fourth and one at the 16 of Iowa, went for it, converted, and a pass interference penalty on the Hawkeyes gave the Cats a first and goal at the two. They had four cracks at it from there, the last two from the one-yard line on third and goal at the one. They were stopped on fourth and goal at the one. Brendan Sullivan was stopped, and the Hawkeyes took over. That was a 66-yard, 18-play drive that took over 9 minutes off the clock, but produced no points. So Iowa, starting from their own one, would go three and out, had to punt from deep in their own end. A.J. Henning fielded the line drive punt and returned it 23 yards to the Iowa 22, and that would set up the Cats' only points. Third down for the Cats. Sullivan has it. Sullivan looking. Sullivan throwing. End zone. Leaping grab. Cam Johnson. Touchdown! 8 yards deep in the end zone. He just went up and snatched that ball out of the air. And the Wildcats, with a minute 50 showing on the clock, can tie the game with the extra point. Which they did. A 22-yard, six-play drive that took 3:25, and we were tied at 7. Cats then kicked off. Iowa taking over after the kickoff at the 28-yard line. And they would cover 37 yards in seven plays, 23 on a pass play. They got into field goal range for Stevens, and certainly not a sure thing by any stretch, but as I mentioned, he was 3-for-3 from 50 yards or beyond coming into the game. He missed from 53, in the first half, this time from 52. 53 yards straight on to put Iowa ahead with 19 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Stevens out of the hole to Taylor. Here's the snap. Here's the kick. He sends it towards the uprights, and it is good. 14 seconds to go, and Iowa has regained the lead 10-7 over the Wildcats. Cats hustled to get the ball down the field. The 14 seconds they had remaining, but could not get the big play they hoped for, and so Iowa wins it by a score of 10-7.